For WAMC News, I'm Elizabeth Hill. Area voters will be the next to weigh in after the Schenectady Board of Education unanimously adopted a more than $194 million school budget earlier this month. The plan emphasizes school safety and support for struggling students. The proposed budget includes $20,000 apiece for Schenectady's three middle schools and about $90,000 in district-wide funds to improve school safety. Schenectady District Superintendent Larry Spring says the middle schools plan to use their funding for fairly minor projects, such as door jams, replacing classroom windows and door glass with sturdier new glass, and covering windows to reduce visibility from the outside. Spring says a committee of individuals with experience in safety will be created to allocate the $90,000 based on need.
Opposed to try to take something away from somewhere else or wait until the next budget cycle, something that we would want the group to be able to recognize they've got an amount of money with which they can begin to operate. You know, really, they could be saying we want to look at training, or we want to look at pieces of equipment or hardware or personnel.
Tim Creamer, executive director of the New York State School Boards Association, said in a recent WAMC interview that the state budget does not allocate enough money for certain safety measures.
What you are seeing is a lot of emphasis being put on policies and procedures and planning, a lot of community conversations, very deep conversations about hardening our schools, making sure that they're almost like fortresses, whether or not we're going to have school resource officers.
Schenectady Board of Education President John Foley says the district is working to ensure student safety, even with what he calls a financial shortfall, by upgrading building security.
You just can't walk in and then be inside. You have to, you know, to go through this vestibule and state your reason for being there. Upgrading the capacities of servers so that you can add more cameras. You know, you have to have the IT infrastructure to do those kinds of things.
The board also highlighted a 1% tax levy cut and more than $1 million in expanded student services. The budget proposal would add 10 staff positions, including a half dozen teachers dispersed across the district, and academic program investments. The investments include expanding the district's general education continuum, which Spring says is key to helping students thrive.
Students who don't have a disability but need similar services can get an individualized plan, just like a student who has a disability, and they can get, you know, more intense help. General ed teachers or special ed teachers who push into general ed classrooms, and they've got a caseload of students who don't have a disability but are struggling.
In addition, Schenectady High School plans to fund adjustments to administering the SAT in hopes of encouraging students to consider attending college, while the district's 11 elementary schools plan to expand school tutoring programs. District officials also categorized schools into four groups based on need: green, yellow, orange, and red. In a district of approximately 10,000 students speaking 30 different languages, Board President Foley says many factors were taken into consideration with the categorization of each school.
Proficiency level of the students in those buildings, what the poverty rate is, reading proficiencies in particular, special education classification rates, how many kids in those buildings for special ed, what level of behavior problems were being experienced in those buildings, what was the attendance, how many kids ended up having to stay back a year, how many kids were English as a new language students.
Creamer says a new mandate requires 75 school districts to create a per-pupil budget report for each school building to receive state aid.
A building-level expense allocation plan that is submitted to the Division of Budget under the governor and the State Education Department, and both those agencies have to sign off on those reports in order for us to be eligible for our state aid increases.
Howe, Woodlawn, and Zoller Elementary Schools are among the district's green schools and will receive no increased funding. The four red schools, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Pleasant Valley Elementary Schools, Mount Pleasant Middle School, and Schenectady High School, will receive almost $120 per student. The district's final eight schools, that all fall into the yellow and orange categories, will receive up to $110 per student. The budget proposal vote is May 15th.